There's some interesting matchups in ACC men's hoops tonight. We got North Carolina at Miami, 7 o'clock. You can listen to that game on the ACC, watch that game on the ACC Network. Debbie Antonelli on the call for the ACC Network. We're going to talk to her about 15 minutes. Duke goes to Florida State. That could be a tough one for the Blue Devils on the road. I'm not sure about Florida State. They've been hot and cold. Maybe they can pour it out for the Devils tonight, though. Joining us now is Lauren Brownlow, WRALSportsFan.com. Lauren.
Hello.
What are we going to learn about the Tar Heels tonight at Miami?
Well, we know Miami's going to be excited about this game, right? I mean, we saw them play at a high level against Duke. Some, you know, you could argue higher than they'd been playing at before, even though they had started playing better as of late. Like, we know they're going to be excited about it. It's a sneaky, tough place to play. People don't think about Miami all that often as a tough place to play. But, I mean, we've seen it, I think, with all the locals that have had trouble there from time to time. Their fans don't show up all that much, but they will for the big-name teams. And Carolina and Duke qualify. I think that they'll their fans will be there and be excited, and it's not going to be an easy environment. And it's one of those games where, you know, if Carolina doesn't bring their A game, they're going to lose. Like, I mean, we've seen that in the past with them, and we've seen, you know, when they don't come out focused and they don't play well and they don't play sharp, they're, you know, they're going to have to play at a high level, I think, to beat this team, especially on the road. And we're going to find out if they're capable of that. I mean, we've seen them play well here as of late in the last couple games, but we've also seen them have lapses. So can they string it together? And I mean, even if they lose, to be honest, like if they can play at a high level and they don't just look atrocious defensively, I think even that would be encouraging. You know, if Miami just plays crazy well and hits every shot, you know, you tip your hat. But if they play awful defense again and end up losing, you know, it's going to be a cause for concern, I think.
Interestingly enough, and I think this will change by the end of the year, but interestingly enough, as of tonight, this is not a Q1 game for Carolina, even though it's on the road, because the net hates Jim Larrañaga.
Well,
Miami's 82 in the net? For real?
I mean, it's weird to me. That one I don't get, to be honest. Like, I know they've played some stinkers, like, on their non-con. You know, they've got 283 in KenPom, 316, 273, 289, right? Yeah. Those don't help you. But they've also played, like, the problem is, I think, too, like, they lost at home to UCF. I don't know what UCF is in net, but that's probably not a very good one. They have a neutral court loss to 86 Dayton in KenPom, not net, but I'm assuming probably they're not great in net. Those are going to hurt you, right? Yeah. Like, you don't want to lose those types of games. So that'd probably be my guess. A game against Florida A&M at home that you win 316 in net, that's not going to help you either. You know, like, it's really not. It's but you're better off almost to play higher caliber teams and lose to them than you are to, you know, like play the 100-ish teams and beat some of them, but lose to some of them too. So I think that that's probably what's been hurting them. But I mean, they've lost exactly one time since December, and that was at Florida State, which is a really tough place to play. And you could argue they were in position to win it. So they're playing really well. They're getting it together. They're not blowing people out. I mean, for the most part, we've seen that. I mean, I don't see a win by more than 10 against anybody except Lipscomb, you know, since December. So they're not blowing teams out. Everybody's right there with them, but they're finding ways to win. Their experience, their guard play. And this, you know, this kills me to say this, but I mean, their guard play is better now without Chris Likes. And I hate saying that. I hate that it's true, but it is. Like, they've got, if you have good guard play in this league, it's going to get you have good guard play. You know, they're limited in other areas, of course, but they're capable of beating anybody. They're tough, able to defend. They know how to, you know, strategize on the offensive end to exploit your weaknesses. So, you know, but they didn't do themselves that many favors in the non-conference. Like, every.
Lauren Brownlow, WRALSportsFan.com. I think we might have lost her there for a second. We'll try to get her back. Yeah, I'm just surprised at Miami, and I mentioned some of those losses there, Lauren. I do have the net in front of me. Dayton's right there in the 80s with them, and so is UCF. So I think it's what you're saying. I just think the majority of their wins are at home, and we know we don't know the exact net formula. They won't tell us.
And I think you mentioned, too, that like they like when you blow teams out.
Yes.
Miami just hadn't done a lot of that either.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Canisius by 10. You know, they barely beat Florida Atlantic. They blew out Florida A&M. That was about it. Like, they really haven't blown anybody out. And the Lipscomb win even was like 17. Like, that's not overwhelming. And so they don't have a lot of blowouts either. So that's probably working against them.
It does feel like a show me week for Carolina. They have this game tonight at Miami. And then actually the Wake Forest game is a Q1 game based on where Wake Forest is right now. I think, like I said, I think by the end of the season, Miami will be in the top 75, which would make this a Q1 game. My concern for Carolina is if you don't get one of these or both these, and then you can't beat Duke, let's say, are they in any kind of danger of being that bubblicious, do we think? Because they didn't do a whole lot outside of the league.
Well, the thing is, they have
Michigan.
The Michigan win is good.
Yes.
And you know what else they have is the fact that all their losses, except Notre Dame, but even that's a Q1 right now,
right.
I think. All their losses, I mean, Purdue, Tennessee, and Kentucky. You know what I mean?
I feel like Lauren is conspiring against us today. Or is it the Opal, do you think? My concern for Carolina is truly, not concern. It is, the selection committee can be fickle. Let's put it that way. We have seen previously that you are not rewarded for your losses. We have seen that before. And I do think Carolina will get some of these road wins that they're going to need. They do get Virginia Tech on the road, who has a good net. They get Wake on the road. That's going to be helpful. If they split with Duke, that wouldn't surprise me. I'm just saying, Lauren, if at some point you have to put a couple of good things on your resume. Michigan is there. That's there. That's right. A good thing. But at some point it can't just be, well, we lost to Tennessee. Well, we lost to Purdue. No, we saw this with NC State in 19, yeah. Right? Like, you can't just lose to the number one seed. You got to have something that says we can beat a team in the field.
But, and again, NC State in 19, too, I think they struggled with having some too many teams in that mix that were in the 200-ish range to 300.
No, their strength schedule was atrocious.
Right. Carolina, they've got, like, teams in the 100 to 200 range in the mix, too, in their non-con. It's not as high as the teams usually are in their non-con, so that's maybe a concern. But at the same time, like, 110, 196, I'm just looking at KenPom, but, like, 163. I mean, they've got some good – they're not being dragged down by, like, 300-ish level teams, so that will help them, too. Plus, I mean, KenPom has them projected to go 22-9. If they go 22-9, no matter, I think, who they beat at this point, I think they're in. Really? Like, 22-9, are there going to be a bunch of other teams that have significantly fewer losses? I don't think so.
They're an interesting team because right now they're 4-1 in the league, but three of those wins are against the three bad teams in the league. Like, I think basically what we know about the ACC at this point is that Duke is very good. I think you could put Miami, Carolina, Wake, Virginia Tech in that next little clump. Maybe Florida State. Maybe.
Like, pending. Right.
Maybe.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I do think you put the rest of them in a bag until you get to BC, Pitt, and Georgia Tech. And so Carolina's got two wins over Georgia Tech, who's just not good, and they have the win at BC. So we'll see. We'll see what they end up doing. I think at some point you have to put good things in the win column. This is that opportunity for Carolina tonight and then Saturday against Wake Forest. Let's talk a little bit about Duke. I thought they were a problem for NC State with their size. Things you never have to worry about with Florida State, they always have size. Is that kind of Florida State's way home tonight against the Blue Devils at home?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I think that would help them compete for sure. It's like you said, though, they're still pretty up and down right now. But that is just an exceedingly tough place to play, as we know, right? I mean, I know Syracuse beat them there this year, but it was still close. It's a very tough place to play. It's a tough place to win. And they get up for teams with big names. I mean, we've seen it over and over again, right? So, you know, and if they're at home too, I mean, I just think they haven't played a team. The highest team they've played in terms of KenPom at home is 83 Miami. Like, and that's not to say that like that means they'll beat Duke. I just think that like the fans will be extra excited. It'll be loud. You know, that's not to say that like I still think Duke will win because I just think that they're the better team. And I think that they're still kind of eager to prove a point right now. But like, that will make things very much more difficult. They have guys that can score. They do have some experience on that team, even if not everybody's playing well right now that they expected to play well. And they have talent. I mean, it's just, you know, this is what I expected Florida State to look like last year, and they didn't. you know? So, you know, they still have it in them, though. They're well coached. I do think that they can, I think they could absolutely pull the upset for sure. But I just think Duke's the better team, so Duke should still win. But that's a very tough place to play.
I'm going to leave you on this, Lauren Brown, though. We get two good, interesting ACC basketball games tonight. I'm not going to mention Ben McAdoo or the Carolina Panthers.
Thank you.
Okay. That seems fair. We will talk to you on Thursday. Lauren Brown, the WRAL sportsfan.com. Appreciate you, Lauren.
All right. Talk to you later.